Friends, picture an eagle gliding effortlessly in the mountains. This majestic, powerfully built bird of prey with its broad wings, sharp eyesight, has a visual acuity of up to 8 times that of human beings. It can fly higher than any other bird and hover due to its hollow bones. But even these awe-inspiring creatures, these lean, mean, flying machines born to rule the skies, needed a nudge to overcome their doubts and discover their true potential. Discover. I came across this thought-provoking story in this book, Empires of the Mind by Dennis Waitley, titled Stirring the Nest. And Dennis writes, when it's time to lay her eggs, the female eagle locates a perch high on the mountains, selects suitable materials, and assiduously prepares the nest. She works carefully and very hard, following mental blueprints of great functional quality. After the eagles are born, she spends virtually all her time responding to their needs. She hunts for fish and small game to ensure that they are appropriately nourished, which is an eaglet's sole task apart from sleeping and crying for more food. Instinct tells the eagle that the day will soon arrive and her offspring must make their own way. Somehow she knows how these eaglets will face an absolutely critical task very soon, which is learning how to fly. And so she prepares. She prepares to give them this nudge that they need. When she senses that the eaglets are ready, she begins by warning them by stirring up the nest. And then one morning, she returns from an outing without food, which is quite unusual. She moves to the edge of the nest and uses her sharp beak to rip out big chunks and then drops them from the cliff. As the chunks fall hundreds or thousands of feet to the canyon floor, the eaglets look at each other, confused and bemused. They've never seen Mama Eagle like this before. Now, this goes on for several hours. As the eagle continues to rip apart the same sturdy nest that she built with such care and such skill. What had given the eaglets total security is now a most uncomfortable resting place, writes Dennis Waitley. She then begins to hover over her brood like a helicopter. I don't know, perhaps that's where the term helicopter parent emerged from. Now, but this one has a different purpose. As the eaglets watch intently, trying to make sense of this weird behavior, she sits on the nest and thrusts her beak into the air. As a breeze blows up from the valley, ruffling her feathers, she balances herself elegantly until the wind begins to gust and then hurls herself into it. Catching the front end of the breeze, she hovers above the eaglets, giving them a demonstration. Dennis Waitley writes, no other bird can do this. The hollow bones enable eaglets to fly higher than any other bird. Repeating this demonstration several times, the eagle flies to a vantage point out of the eaglet sight. Now with the comfortable nest gone and Mama Eagle now out of sight, the eaglets now are confused, but at the same time, they're ready to overcome their hesitation and self-doubt. They now begin to do what they were born to do, soar high and rule the skies. Friends, genetically, the eaglets are blessed with all the right material, the hollow bones, the large wings. But if they continue to enjoy the luxuries of their little nest, they would never be able to discover what they were born to do. And so, if the universe is stirring your nest, if you're going through a tough time facing adversity and challenges right now, if God is nudging you or pushing you outside your comfort zone right now, and you're in pain and wondering, just like the eaglets, why me? Why me, God? Everything's fine. Why did you have to put me through this? It's probably because God wants you to discover your true potential. Discover your true potential. Perhaps it's His way of telling you that you're meant to fly and soar high. Why do you want to cling to this little nest? And I have so much planned for you. In any given moment, we have two options. roared Abraham Maslow. In any given moment, we have two options, said Maslow, to step forward into growth or step back into safety. Forward into growth or back into safety. A lot of people will not step forward into growth because for them, comfort is everything. They'll always, when confronted with a challenge, they will always step back into safety. I hope when the universe nudges you towards growth, that you don't step back into safety. You see, the eaglets are very safe in their sturdy little nest built by their parents, but that's not what they're made for. They're made to rule the skies, and you too, you weren't created to spend the rest of your life in a narrow comfort zone. You were designed for greatness, and your job is to discover it. Thanks for tuning in.